We present A Play for Radio by Christina Lafferty. Anniversary.
I wish you hadn't bothered to take the day off, Jack. You're only going to be bored.
I shan't be bored. There's plenty to do around the place.
It seems strange not to have to hurry breakfast. I hope you're not going to sit around the house all day getting in my way. I've got a lot to do.
A bit sharp this morning, aren't you, love?
Sharp? No. Well, I did have a bad night. Anyway, it's not like you to take a day off.
Well, I had to do something, didn't I? Something to mark the day, so to speak.
And what did you say to them at the bank? You never just said it was your silver wedding anniversary and you wanted the day off.
I didn't say anything. I'm the manager, remember? I don't have to explain myself to the staff.
No, I suppose not. If you want the paper, it's on the dresser behind you.
Oh, thanks. They got the announcement in, I see.
I haven't looked at it yet.
Third column in the middle. Have a look at it when you finish those eggs. Well, the roses are coming on beautifully, have you noticed? I think I'll cut a few for tonight.
Tonight. I suppose we have to have this do tonight.
Oh, I suppose so. Not my cup of tea either, parties. But cheer up, love. We shan't have to have another until our golden wedding.
Our golden wedding. It isn't the work I mind. Do you know how people are, especially when they've had a few drinks? There'll be holes burnt in the furniture, drinks spilt on the carpets. Come and sit down. Your eggs are getting cold.
Ah, just as I like them. How about some tea, love?
Pass your cup.
Thanks. You want to handle the shopping today?
No, I'll manage.
Well, I'll just potter around in the garden then. You know, I wish Derek Bates would do something about that wilderness of his. All his weeds are blowing over this side.
He doesn't like gardening, Valerie says. He says it's a waste of time when you've got kids.
Oh, she's a nice girl, Valerie. They're coming over tonight, aren't they? Do you think I should mention those weeds? Who the devil would that be this time of day? A postman?
No, he doesn't knock when he comes to the front door.
You see who it is. I'm in my dressing gown.
I've got my hairnet on.
Oh,
it's Valerie.
Talk of the devil.
Run out of sugar again, I suppose. I'll go. Straighten the tablecloth, Jack.
Oh, you're having a breakfast. You must be cursing me barging in on you like this.
Not at all. Come in.
Hello, Jack. I'm so sorry. I thought you'd have gone to the office by now. I just had a fancy to be the first to say happy anniversary to Mary.
How nice of you.
Sit down, Valerie. Have a cup of tea. Excuse my dressing gown, won't you?
Oh, good heavens, don't apologize to me. You ought to see Derek in the mornings. And bad-tempered. If anyone were to barge in on Derek while he's having his breakfast, he'd sit and glower at them until they slunk away.
Jack's never bad-tempered in the mornings.
That's right. Call me Sonny Jim.
Well, let's be fair. If I'd been a wonderful housewife like Mary, Derek would have been better-tempered. Things always seem to go wrong at breakfast time in our house, and it infuriates him.
Your tea, Valerie.
Oh,
is it too strong for you?
Oh, it's lovely, thanks. Now, let me look at both of you. How does it feel to have been married for 25 years?
No different, really.
If it isn't just like you, Mary, to be so calm about it. My dear, it's an achievement. 25 years. A quarter of a century. Don't you feel proud?
Yes. Yes, of course.
We've been together now for umpteen years, and it don't seem a day too much.
Oh, I wonder if Derek and I'll ever make it. Sometimes I doubt.
Oh, nonsense. You're very happy together, I'm sure of it.
You don't know what goes on behind the scenes. You ought to be around in the mornings with the kids rushing around and Derek swearing. Oh, it's chaos. Of course, you never had kids, but, well, you must have had some sticky patches when you were always spoiling for a fight.
No. You may not believe this, but honestly, hand on my heart, Mary and I have never had a row.
You know that isn't true, Jack.
Now, love, you know perfectly well we've never had so much as a tiff.
You forget. He forgets, Valerie.
Nonsense. We're far too placid, both of us, to row.
Well, let's leave him his illusions, Mary. But actually, Jack, being placid has nothing to do with it. Take Derek now. He's like a lamb at the office. Anyone can walk all over him. Anyone but me. And I'm the same. I haven't the guts to tell the fishmonger when he's given me the wrong change. And yet with Derek, I can be like a snarling tiger over the slightest thing. It must be, what do they call it, chemistry.
Oh, I'm sure you're exaggerating.
No, I'm not. Oh, I don't mean that we're not happy. Of course we are. It's just that, well, we can't be reasonable with each other. Now, Mary, tell me, what would you do if Jack came home drunk with a complete stranger when you're watching television in your dressing gown with your hair in curlers?
Oh, he never comes home drunk.
No, but suppose he did, what would you do?
Go to bed and leave them to it.
Of course, that's the reasonable thing to do. But I can't be reasonable where Derek's concerned. When it happened to me, I threw an ashtray at him.
Have another cup of tea, Valerie.
No, I really must fly.
Oh. All right, dear.
We'll see you and Derek tonight.
Oh, yes, and we'll bring you the present then.
Oh, thank
Cheerio,
you.
And have a happy day. Oh, don't get up, I'll let myself out.
More tea, Jack?
Thanks. Oh, I think I hear the postman now. I'll go and see. Funny girl, Valerie. Amusing.
Yes, I like her. Or was it the postman?
Cards, mostly. Yeah, you take half and I'll do the other half. From my sister. Silver horseshoes and roses. Happy anniversary, and may the next 25 years be as happy as the last. What's yours?
It's from your cousin Bernard. There's a verse. Do you want me to read it to you?
Go on.
May every silver hour of every silver year...
Oh, never mind. I can guess how it finishes. Ah, here's a pretty one. Oh, it's from you. For my husband on our silver wedding.
They didn't have much to choose from. I tried to find one without a sugary verse.
Fine. Nice roses on the outside. There's one from me to you there somewhere.
Yes, I've got it. It's very pretty.
Is this the lot? Well, I'll put them on the mantelpiece. People will expect to see them there tonight.
Tonight. I suppose I'd better get on.
Oh, before I forget, about your present, your anniversary present. It ought to be something silver, really, but I couldn't see anything I thought you'd like. Is there anything you particularly set your heart on?
One of those carpet shampoos, if you could run to it. I've always wanted one of those.
Not a very glamorous present, is it? And you'd work yourself to death if I got it for you. Be shampooing carpets from morning to night.
It's what I'd like.
Well, then, love, you shall have it. I'll get on to the hardware store this morning. Mary, I meant to ask you, why did you tell Valerie that we have rows?
You sounded so smug, so boastful.
Well, it's something to boast about.
Is it? I must get on to my work. The back bedroom needs turning out, too.
Why bother? No one's going to know the back bedroom's in a mess.
Ah, no, it'll spoil my evening.
You're pretty proud of the house, aren't you?
Of course, it's a nice house.
You keep it nice. We've come a long way, haven't we, love, when you think of it? Remember that awful pokey little flat we had 25 years ago?
I remember.
Bedroom so small you couldn't swing a cat and...
Jack.
Hmm?
I couldn't sleep last night, and I was thinking...
Yes, love?
It's been 25 years... There isn't much time left.
Time for what?
For anything.
You must have had a bad night. It's not like you to brood about growing old.
That isn't what I meant.
Well, I should try and have a rest this afternoon if I were you. I could do with one myself. Those damn birds woke me at dawn.
I think I'll do the shopping before I start the housework. The supermarket gets so packed later in the day.
Right, love. I'll see to the dishes while you're gone.
I'll have to get some of those cheesy biscuits. Everyone seems to like cheese. They said they'd been this week.
Have you tried our sausages obtainable at the meat counter? You'll find them bulkier, tastier, and only 3 and 8 a pound.
What does this girl look like? High heels with slacks. Excuse me, please. May I get by?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I wish I'd worn my other shoes. These never did fit. They'll wear in, she said. I wonder if I ought to bring out the silver tea set tonight.
Looking for something for the kiddies' tea? Why not give them peanut butter? It's delicious, it's good for them, and it's down in price this week.
But will they want tea? Coffee would be better, perhaps. Oh, I wish it was over. They'll stay all night, they always do. It'll be the mess to clear up. Cigarette ends in all the sauces. I mustn't forget cocktail sticks. Oh. How odd. It must mean something. How very strange. I wonder if they know. They could have seen it in the paper, I suppose, and recognized me when I came in. The music's on tape, Jack says. No.
course, you never had kids to add to the chaos.
I'd try and have a rest if I were you.
It's an achievement.
Horseshoes and roses. Time for what? For what? For what?
25 years. A quarter of a century. A lifetime. I sentence you to 25 years. And may God have mercy on your soul.
Here, are you all right, love? Are you? Oh.
Ladies, why not take advantage of our special offer? Buy a large bottle of shampoo and get a magnificent hairbrush absolutely free.
Now, just a moment, please, madam. Would you mind handing over your shopping bag? I think you and I'd better see the manager.
I wish I understood. Tell me why you had to go and steal bottles of disinfectant. Disinfectant of all crazy things. Are they prosecuting you?
No. The manager said... He said I was ill. He made me pay for the broken bottles and... He said I wasn't to come into the shop again.
You must be ill. That's all I can say. You must be ill. Well, thank God there isn't going to be a court case. That's something.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jack.
No, there's no great harm done if they're not going to prosecute. It's all right, love.
It isn't all right.
Don't feel so guilty about it. It's your age, I suppose. It does take some women like that.
We've always been respected. Now I've done this terrible thing.
Don't torture yourself. I'll make a cup of tea. Nice cup of tea and a rest will do you a world of good.
A nice cup of tea? Is that all you can think of? A nice cup of tea?
What do you want me to do? You've gone off the rails. I can understand that. Women do funny things when they get to a certain age. So what do you want me to do, love? Blame you? Shout at you?
I want you to stop forgiving me. And I want you to stop calling me love.
And I've always called you that.
I know. It never meant anything. It was just a word. Pass the salt, love. Put the kettle on, love. I hate your guts, love.
Mary, I think you're on the edge of a nervous breakdown. I'm going to call a doctor.
I don't want the doctor.
I wish I knew what you do want.
You couldn't give it to me, Jack. I want not to have been married to you for 25 years.
This isn't you.
It is me. You don't know me. We never have rows. You told Valerie this morning. Of course we don't have rows. You don't have a row with a stranger.
I just don't understand you. I really don't. Everything was so normal this morning, and now this. I think you need treatment.
Treatment? There's no treatment for 25 years of misery.
I thought you were quite happy and looking forward to today. I thought we were jogging along quite well.
Jogging along quite well. Yes, we've been jogging along quite well, Jack. I'll give you that. Yes, I'll certainly give you that.
I'm going to call that doctor.
And what will you tell him? My wife has gone off her head, doctor, after 25 years of jogging along quite well. My wife has suddenly gone off her head. Is that what you'll tell him?
I don't think I'd better say another word. Oh, a silver wedding anniversary I'm having. May every silver hour of every silver year...
Yes, exactly. Happy anniversary, darling wife. Here's a pretty card to make up for all the miserable years.
I've never known you like this. Good heavens, you go off the rails and steal things and then you turn on me. Now, tell me what happened.
Oh, all right. But you won't understand. They were playing the anniversary waltz in the supermarket. You know, the music they always play. It's supposed to make you buy things.
Well, go on. Wasn't the music that made you sweep those bottles of disinfectant into your bag, was it?
No, it wasn't the music.
All right, what happened then?
Then... Oh, I'm not sure. It was like a nightmare. I could hear voices, and I had a strange sort of feeling that I was falling down through a great empty space. And at the bottom, waiting for me, were those 25 years. I wanted to scream and scream. I pushed my fist into my mouth to stop the sound, and then some woman touched my arm and said, are you all right? And then I realized that I was crying and that... Tears were running into my mouth and it tasted like blood.
Go on.
I took my hand out of my mouth and it was blood. I'd bitten it, you see. The woman noticed it too, the one who'd asked if I was all right, and she seemed embarrassed. She turned away and left me standing there.
And then?
Well, I had to do something, don't you see? I had to do something.
Sounds to me as if you had some sort of nervous attack. I mean, what you've just been saying, it isn't normal, is it?
What's normal, Jack? Are we normal? Is it normal to spend 25 years making small talk?
Well, I've never heard you talk like this before. Come out into the garden with me. We'll have a look at the roses.
Now, talk about the weather. It's warm in the sun, isn't it? If only the wind would drop. The wind spoils everything. Oh, there's a green fly on the roses. Is that the sort of thing you mean?
I was only trying to bring things back to normal.
It's too late, Jack. Too late to be the ideal couple who've never had a row in 25 years.
You keep on about that. You make it sound terrible not to have had a row in 25 years.
It is terrible. Sad. So sad that I had to lie to Valerie about it. I didn't want her to know how empty our lives are.
Mary, don't. Don't spoil what we've had.
We've had nothing.
I suppose I know what you're getting at.
You should, shouldn't you? You started it, after all.
How can you say now, after 25 years, who started it? It just happened. It was there.
You were the one who started it. You were the one who moved into the spare room.
You suggested it, remember? You said you couldn't sleep at night because I was so restless.
I had to say something like that, didn't I? When you pushed me away, I had to save my pride.
Mary, this kind of talk is doing us no good.
You never did want to talk about it, did you?
Mary, leave it.
No, I won't leave it. I'm going to make you talk about it this time. I just want to make you see the truth. Our marriage has been a bitter hell from start to finish.
I don't agree. We've had some happy times. You were always kind and considerate to me, and I tried to be good to you.
Good to me? I didn't want you to be good to me. I just wanted you to love me.
Mary?
I was always the one...
I'm going into the garden.
I'll follow you. You're going to know what it's been like for me.
I do know.
No, you don't. How can you? You can't know how it felt when you rejected me. If I'd been a man, it could have been different. It's easy for a man. A man can go out and pick up some girl.
Shut up, Mary. For pity's sake, shut up.
No, I even wrote to a woman's magazine once. Did you know that?
Thank you. It's nice to know you discussed me with a lot of strangers.
Well, what could I do? I tried so hard. I did everything. I tried being loving, and you'd always make some excuse and push me away.
I've had enough of this. I'm going outside.
You never did want to talk, did you? Can't you see talking would have helped?
It wouldn't.
Pour me a drink, please. Whiskey. Thanks. It's the first time I've had a drink in the afternoon.
It'll do you good.
You know, sometimes alone in the afternoons I've thought of drinking, but I'm not the type. So I've cleaned the house and watched the days go by. Years. Feeling the waste of it. Knowing there was no one to be moved because I looked pretty in a new dress.
Oh, Mary, will you stop this?
I know perhaps you couldn't help it. But if only we talked.
There's nothing wrong with me, if that's what you're getting at. You don't think I've been living like a monk these past 25 years, do you?
Jack.
I told you to leave it, but you had to go on, didn't you? And to get down to the truth. Well, the truth isn't always a good thing.
You mean you've had women?
I never meant you to know. I didn't want you to find out. I didn't want you to be hurt.
Oh, God.
You started this. You wanted to talk. I kept telling you. You've had 25 contented years, but you couldn't leave it at that. You had to... Where are you going?
Out. Leave me alone. Get out of my way.
You're staying here. The state of mind you're in, you'll end up by stealing something else. You vicious bitch.
Get out of my way.
Let me pour you another cup of tea.
Thank you. It isn't true, you know, what I said this morning. Jack and I don't have rows.
Well, it doesn't matter, does it? It's not important.
I lied to you.
Mary, Is everything all right?
Everything fine. Valerie, You're very happy, aren't you?
Of course.
I don't understand. You live in an awful muddle. I'm sorry, but it's true. And yet, you're happy.
Mary, you do seem strange today. Are you sure there's nothing wrong?
Quite sure. I saw you and Derek in the garden the other day. You were sunbathing, lying side by side on a blanket. And I saw him turn and put his arm round you and kiss you.
Oh, I must tell Derek to remember the neighbours.
No, please don't. I wasn't criticising. I was just surprised because it was all so open. One can't usually tell about people, can one?
What do you mean?
I mean, you never really know what goes on behind the lace curtains.
What made you say that?
Nothing. Valerie, tell me honestly, what do you think of me?
My dear Mary, why, I think you're a very efficient person, a self-reliant person, I suppose, a good housewife.
Is that all?
I don't know what you want me to say.
Derek, what does he think of me? As a woman, I mean.
Well, he's always praising the way you run your house. He's always holding you up as a model to me.
A good housewife. I see.
What is the matter with you, Mary? And now I come to think of it, it isn't a bit like you to come over on this of all days. Knowing you, I'd have expected you to be dusting and polishing, getting the house licked up for tonight. Oh, Mary, love, tell me what's wrong.
Nothing at all. I came over because Jack wanted me out of the way. They're delivering my anniversary present this afternoon, and he wanted to be a surprise.
Oh, I see. Oh, Mary, my darling, I hate to rush you, but, you know, if I don't have my bath while the kids are eating their tea, then I shan't have another chance until they've gone to bed, and, well, then I'll be late for your party.
Oh, yes, of course. I'll go now.
I'm so sorry. You do understand.
Oh, yes.
Mary?
Yes?
Nothing. I was just thinking about tonight. You still want us to come?
Yes, of course. What made you ask?
I don't know. I just had a feeling. Oh, me and my feelings. Well, goodbye, dear. See you tonight, then.
Mary, I'm sorry I said that this afternoon. It was a vicious thing to say.
Vicious?
When I said you shouldn't go out in your frame of mind, you might steal something else.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Where have you been?
I went to see Valerie.
You didn't tell her?
No. I wanted to. I tried to tell her.
Well, I'm glad you didn't. It's our own affair.
We all need someone. To whom will you be turning, Jack? One of your women, I suppose. I couldn't think of anyone but Valerie. Jack, tell me, what did I do wrong?
Mary, we've talked enough.
I have to know. Was I so impulsive to you? Did you hate me?
No, I never hated you.
But you didn't love me.
I did love you in a sort of way. I still do. I'd be lost without you.
All right, then. What did I do?
You didn't do anything. Mary, it started long before I met you. Look, you were an orphan. You grew up in a home. No one had ever loved you. It made you, I don't know, what's the word? Abject.
I don't understand.
I can't explain. I can't put it into the right words. Look, even before we got married, you were the same. You'd sit and just look at me. You seemed to be saying, no one has ever loved me before, and so you must make it up to me. You wanted me to be everything. Mother, father, everything you'd never had. I don't know how to put it. You were greedy. You made me feel inadequate.
Why didn't you tell me?
How could I? How can one say a thing like that?
You could have tried. Maybe I could have changed.
I didn't want to hurt you. I felt sorry for you.
You didn't want to hurt me. What do you think you've been doing all these years?
I didn't know what to do. And then when you were told you couldn't have a child and you expected me to make that up to you as well, you wanted to possess me. And you tried so hard. You made me feel so sorry for you and... Well, you made me feel guilty.
And so you took the easy way out. You started calling me love, and you filled our days with small talk.
I told you I didn't know what else to do. It seemed best just to withdraw.
And leave me with nothing but a house to love.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
I suppose it's like Valerie said this morning. Chemistry, the way two people react to one another. I suppose a different kind of man would have accepted the challenge, not run away from it.
Yes, and it's my bad luck, isn't it, Jack? But you never gave me the chance to find that other man. If you'd left me or been less discreet about your affairs...
I didn't want to lose you. I told you that. Mary, I didn't want to talk about this. You know that. But now that we have, now that we've been frank with one another, do you think we might?
No, it's too late. I've learnt to prefer my house.
You're still angry.
No, I'm not angry.
You really mean it?
You don't want us to try?
No.
What are you going to do?
Do?
About us. I hope you won't want a divorce.
No, I don't want a divorce. It would mean selling the house.
Oh, I'm glad. No, it makes me sound selfish saying this, but I want us to go on as before.
Well, there's no reason why we shouldn't.
You really mean that? Married wasn't a bad life. We had peace, a kind of understanding. You always knew when things had gone wrong at the bank, for instance, and I could always tell when you had one of your headaches coming on. That kind of thing counts too, you know.
I suppose so.
This party tonight. Do you want to go on with it?
We can hardly call it off at this late hour, can we?
I suppose you're right.
You'd better go to the supermarket for the shopping, Jack.
Of course. What do I get?
Ask them to give you breast of turkey. Don't let them fob you off with the dark meat. And better buy a pound of smoked salmon. It is an occasion, after all, isn't it?
Mary.
You must expect to be punished just a little, Jack.
God, I hope things get back to normal again soon.
They will. You'll see. You'll go back to calling me love, and we'll pass our evenings talking about the weather and the neighbours.
Don't be so bitter. How can things ever get back to normal when you're so bitter?
They will. This will be a different kind of normality, I suppose. You'll have your garden and your girlfriends, and I'll have my house just like before. Go on, Jack. Go and get the shopping.
In Anniversary by Christina Lafferty, Jack Amory was played by William Fox, Mary Amory by Janet Burnell, and Valerie Bates by Dorrit Wells. Production for the BBC was by David H. Godfrey.